Here we are back on a Monday. Hope you spent great quality time over the weekend with those that you love the most. The accountability phase is going to be easy. They're admitting to their crimes now. January 23rd, 2023. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, last week was the World Economic Forum Summit for Satan and his minions in Davos, Switzerland. It's one of the first times in 3 years that the forum was actually held at its traditional time in midwinter. Yet the last time that Davos was held at the right time was January of 2020, 2 months before COVID lockdown swept the world. And in fact, even then, before COVID-19 was even called COVID-19, Moderna was bragging about developing a vaccine for it.
The last time we were here in Davos in the winter, it was January 2020.
Yeah.
And I saw you at that point, and we were at a breakfast right over here at the Belvedere.
I remember.
And you came up to me in this small room, and you were talking about how you had actually, you were working on a vaccine for COVID. And at that point, COVID-19 didn't even really exist in our minds. We were just hearing about the
virus. I think there was no name at that time.
Coronavirus.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. It didn't have a name. I mean, we didn't even know about it. So that was then. Moderna knew that this sudden pandemic was their ticket to the big time. And so last week, that company's CEO, Stefan Bansal, was bragging that he wants to build an mRNA factory on every continent and work with China to distribute the company's vaccines all over the place. Former British Prime Minister Tony Blair called for building digital infrastructure, meaning building a digital prison, meant for mass surveillance technology to monitor who's vaccinated and who isn't, not just for COVID, but for all mRNA vaccines in the future. The chairman of Siemens, the German engineering firm, called for a billion people around the world to stop eating meat. Yeah, that's to fight climate change. This is why the World Economic Forum matters. More than anywhere else, it's where the people who run the world feel the most empowered to just publicly brag about what they're planning to do and about how they want to strip away our freedoms and individual liberty so that they can feel more powerful and more righteous. And that's just what they say publicly. But by far the most important part of Davos is what happens in private, at those dinner parties and networking events. And who knows what else is happening where there aren't cameras and reporters. Speaking of which, there were several hundred prostitutes flown into Davos for the forum as well. Don't be surprised if the forum is a great place to collect blackmail material and spread the clap. Michael Wilkerson is CEO of Fairfax Africa and chairman of the board of the charity Water. He was previously a managing director at Lazard and the author of Stormwall, Observations on America in Peril, as well as Why America Matters, The Case for a New Exceptionalism. And he joins us now. Michael, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Too good to be with you.
So is this a parallel UN? I mean, what gives these parasites the presumptive authority to make these decisions on behalf of world citizens?
Well, the WEF has been around for a long time. They've gotten increasingly bolder in pursuing their agenda. The good news is they're at least now explaining what they're up to and what they're doing. You know, at its heart, the WEF is technocratic, elitist, but most importantly, it's about dissolving the nation state. From the very beginning, the idea was that democracy wasn't going to work in the future, and they needed to come up with something better. The founder, Klaus Schwab, saw COVID-19 as an opportunity to push forward the WEF's agenda, which included giving governments more power to surveil citizens, to break down walls of national borders, and to increase the kinds of surveillance that you were just describing, including around vaccines, lockdowns, all the things that came out of really a Chinese model of totalitarian control.
Yeah, including what you're able to view on your television set. We all have these smart TVs hanging from our wall, but they're basically as useful as a paperweight if you're not able to access the apps that you want, thereby scanning your QR code, and then you'll have state-approved information only after the internet goes dark. I mean, this sounds really hyperbolic, but how far away from reality is a prediction like that?
Well, it's not far away at all. These technologies exist. It's a question of how and when they're being deployed. Again, you know, and I write about this in my book, Why America Matters, that this period, the pandemic era, the lockdowns, everything else, was the moment in time where governments around the world sought to explore the possibilities of applying these technologies. You saw it, as you said, with vaccine passports, with COVID tracking, all these other things. The concern is the technology exists. If a technology exists, governments are going to try to find a way to use it unless there's a constraint on their power. That is part of what the WEF is undermining by undermining, you know, things that they see as dark and threatening, like patriotism, the love for one's country, the belief that your country has borders and those should be respected. These things are hostile to the globalist agenda. And that is the battle that we are in today.
You know, and it's not limited just to your smart TV either. Let's talk about smart refrigerators, for example. You won't be able to access your food. They don't want you eating meat anyways. You've all know Noah Harari, whatever his name is, you know, Satan Jr. He was bragging about the ability to actually hack humans at the World Economic Forum Summit. He said, humans should, quote, get used to the idea that we're no longer mysterious souls, but that we're now, quote, hackable animals. So what does the world look like if Harari and these other lizard things get their way?
Well, I believe he also called us humans primordial slime. I may be confounding him with somebody else, but certainly he is part of a group of people that don't believe that there is a God in the universe. And when there's no God in your universe, you believe that you're free to do whatever you want. You know, again, going back to why America matters, you know, we were founded, this nation was founded on the belief that God was there, that he had given us unalienable rights that couldn't be taken away by the sovereign, by government, by bureaucracies, all those things, but that we had to live in accordance and respond appropriately. A world like that is a world, you know, a world without religion is a world without morality. A world without morality is a world without trust. And a world without trust is one in which a democracy, a republic like ours, cannot function without that presence of something greater than ourselves.
You know, Michael, you said that the World Economic Forum empowers governments, but don't they kind of make governments obsolete? Because they're basically saying that they are going to be the international body that governs all of humanity.
That's right. So think about it in two steps. The first step is that those governments have to be the actor, the arms and legs of the policy to take away the rights of citizens. But ultimately, yes, you are also right that they don't believe that those governments should be acting independently, doing what's best for their
country.
So
why don't these governments, namely the United States of America's government, tell them to F off?
Well, it depends on who's in power, because there are many people in power today who agree with these policies and who have been acting towards them for a number of years. And
speak to this. Speak to this real quick, Michael. There are only thousands of these psychopaths, okay? There are billions of people that want to embrace individual liberty. As you said, they support patriotism. They love their own country. They love their borders. They've been injected with a bioweapon. We're going to be talking about a Rasmussen poll. Even a lot of those that are injected now realize that this is a bioweapon, that it's responsible for killing countless people who are dropping dead, dying suddenly all over the place. There was a documentary, Died Suddenly, that aired on this network that we put together and produced for the people. So, I mean, when 5 billion people realize that they've been injected with this bioweapon, will there be any safe place for the evil people who perpetuated this to hide?
Well, I think there needs to be, there is, as you described, we're getting greater and greater transparency. With transparency needs to come accountability.
Yes.
This is both government agencies and pharmaceutical companies. The tens of billions of dollars that were made in profits around these vaccines is ill-gotten gain, for sure. Now, of course, they were given immunity by the governments around the world, that they could not be pursued or prosecuted, et cetera, for any damages that came of this. But I don't think this story is over, both in terms of what we're learning about the dangerous adverse effects, but also we do need to pursue it. We needed to run it to ground to understand what actually happened.
Yeah, we're starting to understand that these aren't adverse events or, you know, unexpected side effects, but that these are intended consequences for a bioweapon that was intentionally unleashed on humanity. And, you know, congressionally, they can try to talk about all the immunity that they want, but I think that you would agree there's no state law that gives a company or private individuals immunity from criminal consequence for manufacturing or unleashing or releasing a weapon of biowarfare, which, according to their patents, and the patents were used across all of the COVID-19 mRNA injections, it's exactly what they are. What was happening in Davos behind closed doors, not out in front of cameras where reporters were present?
Well, I assume that they were worshiping at the altar of their religion, which is climate change and a climate crisis. You know, they have their own religion. It's a parallel universe. Original sin is fossil fuels and capitalism in general. They have their saints, the Gretas of the world, and they have their eschatology, which is the climate apocalypse. So they have redesigned a secular religion where it no longer is about the science behind, are these things true, are these things happening, but you must take them on faith. And the only way to accomplish the objective then is for nations to repent of and renounce traditional sources of energy to pursue this green utopia that is neither practical nor realistic. And it's leading us towards a climate cliff because nations around the world are giving up their natural resources. We see it in Europe. We see it here in the United States. And it's a disaster.
They're doing this without the permission of They're citizens. They're doing it here in the United States, completely ignoring the wishes of Americans because we have a uniparty crime syndicate. We don't have a real representative constitutional republic. You know, we don't even have real elections anymore. They're all stolen right out in front of, you know, millions of people right in broad daylight. So we've talked about the accountability phase of all of this on this program ad nauseum. We've mentioned citizen grand juries. We've mentioned a precedent for a Nuremberg-type military tribunals we've mentioned. We've talked about attorneys general who absolutely have the authority to go and get these people and extradite them back to their state, round them up like the criminals that they are, to have them face this jury or panel or court, you know, type situation. What do you think in the way of accountability? What sounds right to you?
Well, we have to pursue it on all fronts. And it's a good sign that we're seeing congressional committees hearings being established. I think that's the place to start. Shareholders need to hold the corporations accountable. We've got to get at this from all fronts. So I don't think there's one answer. I think we need a diversity of approaches. I do believe that what we're seeing happening is the metaphor is a snowball. We're only seeing the first few bits of the roll. It's going to get bigger. We're going to see a lot more things attached to it as it comes down the hill. And I would suggest looking out below, because when it hits, it's going to be a big one.
Yeah. I'm going to pop plenty of popcorn for those events. Get the book, Why America Matters, The Case for a New Exceptionalism by Michael Wilkerson. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, always great to have you. So protect yourself against the inevitable World Economic Forum great financial reset. Yeah, resetting banking accounts to zero, checking accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts, retirement accounts, 401ks, IRAs. If you have 50 grand or more saved up for your retirement, which doesn't seem like a lot of money these days, but it's a lot to lose. So protect yourself with physical gold and silver. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. 855-706-GOLD. GoldCo has helped countless Americans to protect themselves against this great financial reset, which also includes, by the way, criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, forever wars, enriching the military-industrial complex and the parasites in the D.C. Beltway. No more. Protect yourself. Don't be a victim. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. Get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified account when you call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. More of the Stu Peters Show next.
The boosters are killing millions.
Shut up, vaccine sensitivity.
A vaccine holocaust has begun.
We are seeing right now the highest death rates we have ever seen in the history of this business.
The vaccinated have chronic COVID.
Hey, folks, guess you heard this morning I tested positive for COVID. But I've been double vaccinated, double boosted.
They're drowning in bioweapons sludge, and gay people are taking doggy style to the extreme. But a generation of patriots are standing back and standing by. Christopher Key is leading the revolution.
Good morning,
Temple. That's why they're poisonous with the water, the food, the supplements.
Confronting corrupt corporations through peaceful protest and righteous resistance. Visit vaccine-police.com to stay informed on pure blood survival and products to keep your loved ones safe. Vaccine-police.com.
Guys, it's just a fact. It's harder to build muscle as you get older, and many men are starting to feel the effects of low T. That's why V-Shred and Sculpt Nation, two of the biggest fitness brands in the industry, have been helping guys in their 30s, 40s, and even 60s get their vitality and energy back with a potent blend of nutrients inside of Test Boost Max. Go to testboostmax.com/Stu. Just like every other product on this show, it's something that I use, that I believe in, and that works for me. I would highly recommend that you go to testboostmax.com/Stu. Welcome back. So by now, everybody knows there's absolutely no denying that the 2020 election was absolutely stolen right out in broad daylight in front of the whole world to see, while Americans here at home sat on their hands, stood down, and did absolutely nothing about it. Then we let the 2022 elections be stolen as well. And no state better understands this than Arizona, where auditors found thousands of votes from invalid addresses or invalid voters that were used to swing the state to Joe Biden in 2020. Then, of course, in November, there was the meltdown in Maricopa County that snatched the governor's race from Kari Lake. Now, it's possible that we could just sit around and complain about everything. These fake Republicans and conservatives are happy to do that while still collecting your money, by the way, though, with these grift fundraising efforts. Oh, we vow to fight for election integrity. But there is another path. We don't have to let corrupt city machines control presidential elections, because we actually don't need to directly elect presidential electors at all. The Constitution does not set any specific mechanism for choosing electors. Sure, today all the states claim to do it by holding a popular vote, but it wasn't always this way. For example, here's how it worked during the very first presidential election, the one that chose George Washington. In Maryland and in Pennsylvania, the voters picked their electors by popular vote, just like today, though they voted for the individual electors instead of for those pledged to a candidate. In Virginia and Delaware, voters picked a single elector assigned to their district, kind of like electing a House member. In New Hampshire, the state legislature chose 5 electors from the 10 largest vote getters. Oh, and in 5 states, the electors were simply picked by the state legislature with no statewide vote at all. In South Carolina, that's how things stayed all the way through the Civil War. This point is absolutely clear in the Constitution. The state legislatures decide how they will choose their presidential electors. For the last 150 years, they've basically given up this power, but they can always reclaim it. The Supreme Court said this definitively in 1892, quote, "The legislature possesses plenary authority to direct the manner of appointment and might itself exercise the appointing power by joint ballot or concurrence of the two houses or according to such mode as it's designated," unquote. So if you're in a swing state with corrupt blue cities, there's an option on the table other than letting corrupt machines in Milwaukee or in Atlanta or Maricopa County steal the presidency again. Just have the legislature choose electors instead. This is still democratic. State legislatures are elected. But this makes it so that you can't use fraud in one city to swing the entire state. Josh Barnett is pleading for this. He ran for Arizona's first House district last year. He's also a small business owner and co-author of the book Saving America. He helped save more than 150 businesses during COVID lockdowns by helping them convert to private membership associations rather than their corporations. Barnett has a meeting set with the Arizona Freedom Caucus to discuss and debate what he says is literally the last recourse. And he joins us now. Josh Barnett, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for having me, Stu. I appreciate it.
So it seems that we're running out of political solutions here. Our government is now a crime syndicate that's unresponsive to their constituents in any way, shape, or form. What is this solution that you're going to be debating with the Freedom Caucus in Arizona?
Well, we're going to let them know exactly what you're basically talking about. You know, we have a Supreme Court precedent of this, McPherson versus Blacker back in 1892, which was the kind of the prime case that they were all settled down from there. Bush v. Gore. And then Chaffalo v. Washington back in 2020, fairly recently, showing the state legislature's plenary authority over the manner of elections. So in 1892, you had McPherson versus Blacker, and I'm going to read it verbatim, conferred the absolute power of the legislature to appoint electors directly, despite custom of popular vote spreading in all states. So the first 100 years or so, we had state legislatures that appointed the POTUS electors, not any other elections down ballot, but just the presidential electors. And then over time, they kind of slowly transferred to a popular vote. South Carolina was the last state, I think back in 1860, that finally converted back to, you know, went to the popular vote. But they never lost the power given to them, granted to them in the Constitution, to reclaim that power and say, we're going to appoint these electors for the president. Now, we all know we used to elect senators, right? You know, we elect senators now with the popular vote. But back before the 12th Amendment, we didn't do that. They were appointed by the state legislature, and I think it was around 1913 or so, but when the 12th Amendment changed that. So we, you know, the state legislature, they had that authority, just like you said, granted to them. And this is the perfect reason why. What's happening right now? Guys, Maricopa County has rigged and illegally run elections. Back in 2020 and in 2022, it happened again. That was with Republicans around. You know, we had Brnovich, we had Ducey, we had people involved in the election. And that's the thing, like, we had Republicans there and they were still doing it. Now, imagine what's going to happen with Hobbs, Chris Mays, and Adrian Fontes running it. You don't think they're going to rig 24?
So, absolutely. I mean, they found a successful formula, something that works. They're not going to stop until they're stopped. So if the Constitution and the Supreme Court have upheld this and states have never lost this authority to reclaim their elector votes, then why haven't they done it?
Cowardice. I that's the only thing I can think of is just straight cowardice, because this is also a bargaining chip, because you could tell Hobbs, hey, listen, we're going to appoint the electors right now. We can litigate it. We can go as far as you want. We're going to go to Supreme Court and win. There's already precedent for this multiple times, but we're willing to, if we actually had real elections, we wouldn't be doing this. So sign our election integrity bill that we want. No machines, paper ballots only, voter ID, precinct county, precinct voting, all the stuff that we want, no drop boxes. You know, no mail-in ballots, absentee only for the people that actually need them. All that stuff, either sign that bill or we're going to make sure that we have a president, a Republican primary winner. Whoever wins is going to be the president. It's not about Trump, because we're doing it before Trump would ever win a Republican primary. This is about a Republican voting for a Republican. So these Republicans that are here, you would think, do you want a Democrat president here? Because that's what's going to happen. They're going to rig it. And I don't want to say I told you so again. Let's get ahead of this. Let's be proactive. And let's force their hand to either get us election integrity or we're going to have a Republican representative from Arizona.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, I don't think that the federal government or anybody who claims to be a part of the federal government actually gives a damn what the president's label is, Republican or Democrat, because I think those are constructs. I think it's fake to give Fox News viewing audiences this illusion that we still live in this, you know, constitutional republic and some form of democratic system where we're represented by, you know, representatives who are doing the bidding of the people. They've all turned their back on us, but this allows the state to regain the authority and tell the federal government to basically, in essence, F off, and that we're going to take our country back on our own. Is that right?
That's exactly what we're telling them.
So why would you have to debate or argue this with the Arizona Freedom Caucus? Who is it that opposes this?
Well, nobody really opposes it yet, but I already kind of know what I'm going to get ahead of time after talking to other people about it. Because the first response is, well, you can't let people not vote for the president. There wouldn't be a presidential election. So that's the first thing. And then after you talk about it and debate it out and go, well, do you think your vote counted in 2020 or 22? And they're like, well, no. I go, do you think our elections are legally run? No. And I go, then why would you not do this? Why would you not let the Republicans that you voted in office represent you constitutionally, you know, straight by what the Constitution says in Article 2, Section 2, Article 2, Section 1, Clause 2. And it says, each state shall appoint in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct. The manner is determinant by them, no one else. So we have options. There could be other options in the future. I don't know. We have a popular vote and we have the legislature appointing it. Those are our two options right now. Those are what we've done the entire since the signing of the Constitution. We can do this right now. We don't have to wait. And there's an attorney I've been talking with, good guy, that kind of stumbled. I won't say he stumbled upon this, but like found a lot of this case precedent. We can also vote joint ballot. So if it's a tight one here, like it is in Arizona, we can vote joint ballot, not separate houses, but joint ballot. We can actually lose one Republican and still pass this thing.
So in this country, obviously, there are hundreds of millions of Americans that are absolutely frustrated with the way that this is turning out, no matter what side of the political aisle you happen to sit on, if you believe in that fakeness. What are the ramifications here? What's on the line if this last resort process that you're suggesting is not recognized? Then what? What happens to this country?
Yeah, I mean, here in Arizona, we don't have election integrity, as you know, as everybody knows. It's pretty obvious. They're going to steal this thing down ballot. I got news for them. And I'm going to tell the state legislature, they're going to rig this thing. Democrats are going to be in the control of the state legislature 24. It's going to happen. They're also going to do it for the POTUS election. But we can stop that. That's the one thing we can control. Would the Democrats do this to us? Mark Elias and the Democrats would have slit our throat with this yesterday if they had this opportunity. We have the majority. We have, I think, about 308 electors that are Republican-controlled state legislatures. So we can guarantee that there's a Republican president in 24. If every state-controlled Republican majority actually did this, you could guarantee a Republican to win. Now, I agree with you. There is a uniparty. I agree with you 100%. Maybe Trump's the one that maybe kind of broke that mold a little bit, you know, to a degree. But, you know, there's a lot of issues that we all got to work out with him as well moving forward. But this is the only way. This is literally the only way. And the ramifications of this is they're going to rig it again. They're going to steal these swing states. If Wisconsin, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Georgia all did this right now, we could pretty much guarantee that if President Trump was the primary winner, he would be the next president of the United States.
When you say Democrat, what you really mean is communists. And communism has never worked. And historically, wherever communism was implemented, the people were rising up to put an end to it, in many cases, a violent end to it. They don't want that. How many times can the bear be poked before inevitably violence breaks out here at a level that we have never seen before? I mean, how long are Americans going to allow elections to be stolen for them to lose their jobs in the face of, you know, mandates for bioweapon injections that are falsely referred to as vaccines as they watch their loved ones die suddenly, funding these forever wars in corrupt Ukraine, billions of dollars going there. We're not being asked at all about whether or not you want to send money to the Nazi Azov battalion. And the guy who dresses in leather and high heels and plays the piano with his penis, who suddenly is the president after a violent 2014 CIA-implemented coup d'etat, while our government and the media, by the way, who ran cover for our government, practiced the same exact tactics that they used here in 2020 with the George Floyd riots, $12 billion in damage across this country in a three-month period. Cops were told to stand down. Absolute pandemonium. How long is America going to put up with all of it? And by the way, I could go on and on with more examples. As you know, the tyranny here is basically just endless, while the cowardice is also infinite in all of these people who claim to be America First conservatives. How long will Americans put up with this crap?
Well, you know what? I don't think it's going to last much longer. And that's why I want to have as fair and free elections as we're supposed to have. And the only way that's going to happen is we had a bill, HB 2289, that was going to get passed. Paul Boyer, made it not happen, basically. We had major issues with him. He shot down every election integrity bill that came through. And we didn't get it passed. And that was the no machines, you know, the voter precincts, you know, precinct voted, precinct counted, all that stuff was included in this bill, and it didn't pass. Now, unfortunately, we're in the same position we were the last two elections, because they told me, well, don't look at 2020. We gotta look for 2022, right? We gotta look forward. We don't worry about 2020. We gotta fix 2022. Then that came around. The same crap. Don't look at that. We gotta fix 2022. And I'm not having it. And it's not just me. There's millions of Arizonans that feel the same way. If we can get election integrity passed, I would be more than happy to back off this the legislature appointing the electors. But until we have a fair or as fair as we can election, I don't think we should. We should do it right now, and we should drop the hammer on them and take advantage of the constitutional parameters that have been set forth for the state legislature to have, basically, you know, we're a republic, you know, in these states need to take control of the situation, because they're just going to steal it again. It's 100% going to happen if they don't do it.
I agree 100%. And I believe that Arizonans right now should be getting a hold of the Arizona Freedom Caucus and every one of its members to make sure that Josh Barnett is heard, to make sure that this plan is heard, to make sure that you are heard, and increase the pressure and inflict the pain. Let them know that we are watching. You make sure that the Arizona Freedom Caucus understands that there is a hard line in the sand between a traitor who's going to allow this country to go to hell or a patriot who's going to stand up for the constitutionally afforded freedoms that we have here in this country. And Josh Barnett, for laying all that out, thank you. And thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I appreciate it. Thank you.
The Stu Peters Network is brought to you in part by DarkAgeDefense.com. One day we could be at war. Missile silos activated. Drone swarms blotting out the sun. Cyber attacks destroying the power grid. Don't wait until lights out to prepare for the day after. Dark Age Defense will arm you to protect your family. Food, water, power, survival. DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu has you covered. Don't wait. Visit DarkAgeDefense.com/Stu.
Well, everybody knows if there is such thing as a miracle mineral, it's magnesium. Magnesium helps your body's overall function. It helps you to combat stress and anxiety and low mood and depression and sleepless nights and ultimately an early grave. We don't want you in an early grave. So as people are waking up to this, as people are starting to realize the importance of magnesium, they're looking for magnesium supplements. Well, a lot of the supplements out there contain things that cause it to be a laxative. Well, we don't want that either. Nobody would intentionally take a laxative. So Magnesium Breakthrough has the seven most critical types of magnesium that won't act as a laxative to help you combat stress and anxiety and get the sleep that you need. Go to magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. More of The Stu Peters Show next. New year, new you. How many people say it? Today, we want to talk to those of you that actually mean it and want to get back on track after the holidays. You can activate your metabolism to burn even that most stubborn belly fat, crush your cravings, maintain healthy immune system function, fight temporary inflammation related to exercise, even support improved digestion and a feel-good mood, all while eating rich and decadent creamy chocolate. EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. They've done it again. They've stepped up their game to help you step up yours. Use promo code Stu for steep discounts when you go to EarthEchoFoods.com/Stu. Welcome back. So as you all know, there are dozens of pollsters in this country. They're fake. Polls are fake. They love asking questions about political horse races. Who will you vote for in the next election? How do you feel about the war in Ukraine? Do you think America should really have a border? None of the stuff that we're really talking about at our kitchen table. And that's why what none of these pollsters are asking about is something that's happening all around us, not even quietly. The massive impact that this bioweapon is having on our lives. Gallup isn't asking whether people are experiencing severe side effects from the heart attack shots. Siena Polls isn't asking if someone they know got hospitalized after a Pfizer jab. USA Today isn't asking if people know anyone who died suddenly after a Moderna injection. No. And nobody's asking this because they're worried about what the results would show. For pollsters, just like the press and just like these fake politicians, it's all about shaping narratives. They release polls that favor the narratives that they want to spread. And if that narrative is a bad one, they don't spread it. And so none of the pollsters want to ask questions about COVID and what's really happening because every powerful organization in America is working together to defend these shots and prevent accountability for what they've done. They'll fail. But that's the goal. Well, fortunately, we have Rasmussen, one of the only pollsters actually willing to investigate this topic. And in one of their recent polls, Rasmussen surveyed 1,000 American adults about COVID shots. They found that among the unvaccinated, 45% personally knew people that they thought may have been killed by a COVID shot. 45%. Now, here's what's even more wild. Even among those who were vaccinated, 22% admit that they thought someone that they knew was killed by a COVID shot. 46% of vaccinated respondents admitted that they were very or somewhat worried about major side effects from the jab. 49% of respondents, including 38% of the vaccinated, believe that COVID-19 shots are causing a significant number of otherwise unexplained deaths. This is a huge deal. Despite a total sweeping propaganda campaign, millions of people are observing what's happening around the world and to them, and they are putting two and two together. People haven't just seen famous athletes die suddenly. No, they've seen their own family members and loved ones and neighbors and friends have abrupt declines in health or die out of the blue from a heart attack or strokes or pervasive blood and white fibrous clots. People are putting two and two together, and when they get polled, they're saying so. And so that, of course, is why only Rasmussen is asking this question. Because if too many questions get asked, there'd be a revolution in this country, which may be our only solution, and may be exactly what needs to happen. Dr. Wade Hamilton is a pediatric cardiologist with more than 20 years of experience. He treats actual patients. We had him on the show before to discuss the dangers of the CDC's proposed vaccine schedule for kids, which now includes the COVID shots and all of their boosters. Now, keep in mind, we're up to 5 shots now. To be considered fully vaccinated, yes, you would have had to have been injected 5 times. We all know what Dr. Peter McCullough says about these shots. They compound. They never leave the brain. They never leave the heart. The spike protein is there permanently. And with every shot that you get, the more in danger you are of dying suddenly. Dr. Hamilton has some inside perspective on Moderna. He was actually approached by a friend at Harvard years ago who was looking for him to invest in Moderna's mRNA shot trials 3 years ago. Dr. Hamilton turned the offer down. But he did take note of what was going on, and he's here to tell us about that. Dr. Hamilton, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Course.
Yeah, when you were speaking before about Rasmussen, it reminded me of the Davos interview that they did with Stéphane Bancel, the CEO of Moderna, and the questions that they asked him on the balcony with the Alps in the background. This is just recently. They were all fluff questions, and gave him an opportunity to advertise and say how many billions of dollars he'd made and how it was going to make it possible for him to make more and more vaccines, and that. There were no questions about any negative questions whatsoever, that at least the ones that I heard that were on the air regarding problems with the Moderna shot. As far as your reference to my potential investment in the past. The thing is that Moderna came up very quickly with lots of money. And that's really not typical for a biotech company. I kind of, you know, pay attention to the things that I know somewhat about. So it was about, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, I had to get out of most of my retirement accounts because they were investing heavily in drug companies. And I realized I didn't want to do that. So I chased, but I did sort of continue to watch and look at the new companies on the horizon. They're typically very small. And for Moderna was the largest company to actually come on the scene prior to an IPO. I mean, they were huge. They had huge investment firms investing in them. And as I look into the situation, usually there's a product that, you know, you can evaluate and say, well, this is the, they didn't have a product. They just had like this idea that they were going to be, they weren't going to publish in Science or Nature, or they're going to be really secretive and pretend or have something that was going to make mRNA into a revolution in the pharmacologic industry. But they did not have any animal studies, and they did not have a specific product. They had an idea for it, using mRNA to sort of skip the middleman and just have the proteins be made in the human body rather than, in a company. And the thing about this had been tried in the past, and to try and get the mRNA into cells had resulted in a lot of damage and problems. And so I was kind of, it just didn't make sense to me that there would be so much money invested in this company, which, it was so secretive. And actually, Stephan Bancel he had never been the CEO of a biotech company before. He had been a CEO of a related company, and he worked at Lilly in the past. But essentially, he was an engineer, and then, you know, got his degree in business, and he would hire people, and if they didn't follow along with his plan, this is going back to 2016. You know, he fired a lot of really good people that weren't quote believers in the. A lot of times when you do experiments, they're not going to turn out right because, you know, that's just how it is. That's how science is. And so, but people were losing their jobs and they were getting fired or quitting because of this tendency. And especially some of the higher up investigators were banished. And it concerned me that this pattern was happening. And so I have really not much more to say about that aspect of it, except that it was a lot of investment. But
where do you think it all comes from, Dr. Hamilton? I mean, where does all this come from? So you've got this guy who was an engineer that hired and fired a lot of people that didn't agree with him. Suddenly he's the CEO of Moderna, a biotech company. I mean, is that out of the ordinary?
Well, to me, it is, yeah. Although you do need, that's the thing about big pharma. You know, it's their businesses. And, you know, typically in, say, in medicine and, you know, 20, 30 years ago, usually the people running the hospitals were, say, physicians. But now they're not. They're business people. And that's a transition that's happened in medicine. I don't know really when this may have happened in, for example, Moderna. But the goal of a company is generally to make money. And I think in terms of, the question is, who's drinking the Kool-Aid? And to me, people who think that the drug companies are in it, they care more about health and making people well than they do about making money, just aren't familiar with the structure and the function of the industry. And you could extend this discussion other ways. You could, you know, ask the question, you know, who believes that people are dying in excessive numbers? Well, if you're willing to look at it, it's so obvious everywhere around the world, 17% in some countries, 40% of the people from age 18 to age 60 They have a 40% increase in their mortality rate.
Yeah, I mean, there's actuaries all over the country, including Ed Dowd, you know, testifying before Senator Ron Johnson's kind of like show trial in hearing here. He was saying the exact same thing. So all of this money, interestingly, as you noted, was invested into Moderna, who had this idea that they were going to do something. Who puts that kind of money into an idea unless they know what the stakes are and they know what's about to unravel? I mean,
these are big investment firms that did a lot of this. I mean, not to mention their names. I can't even recall which ones they were, but they were common, you know, investment companies that came up with the billions.
With a forethought, though, I mean, how did they know in advance that this was going to take off? As you suggested, science is about disproving things more than it is about proving them.
Yeah, I don't know why they would have thought that that was going to work.
I think I do. I think I know. Secrecy. Yeah, I think I know. And the reason why it was being kept a secret is because there are bioweapons labs all over the world that are manufacturing these weapons of biowarfare. That's what they are. They're weapons of mass destruction. I mean, this is by their own patents. So I think that they did know exactly what was going to happen, and they knew that along with that, governments were going to bow to the big pharma money and bribes and blackmail, and that they were going to enforce this no matter what. So Moderna is going to win, regardless of what the product is.
Well, that's certainly a very reasonable hypothesis. I mean, they had hired this guy Gomez as a chief financial officer who'd come over from the dental industry, and he got arrested the day after he was hired at Moderna. And then they fired him the day after that, but he still got a $700,000 salary.
So you don't think that our position here and what we're speculating is conspiratorial in nature? You believe that that's a reasonable thing?
No. I mean, this is actually happening. People's brothers, sisters, parents, children are dying. This is not... It's sort of like you could look at this through a microscope and figure it, try and think, well, you know, at the nuclear level or at the, you know, the level of, you know, the mitochondria or the level of the DNA or, but then you look around the world and there's a consequence, and it's in real life. It's not, people are not points on a graph, you know, that they're actually causing grief. They're dying. And this is something that's hard to look at. It's hard to believe that people are doing this on purpose. It's just it's such a difficult thing to actually look at and think that they are actually trying to do this. It's almost hard to imagine.
Yeah, but which is probably why you have so many people who refuse to even look at it. But according to Rasmussen, those that are actually being honest and looking at it, even those among the vaccinated or injected people, are now starting to admit what was done to them. I've got about a minute left here. What do you think is going to happen, Dr. Hamilton, when 5 billion people, there's been 5 billion doses of this, at least, handed out. When 5 billion people realize what's been done to them, what do you think happens?
Well, there's going to be societal disruption. There's going to be, you know, governmental change. There's likely to be a lot of disorder around the planet. And this may be something that they wanted. But I don't know. I mean, maybe a leader will step forth, like, you know, General George Washington did, and the people with morality will end up running the show. Whereas in early America, that was not the case initially, but then they did, and that's just I think a rearrangement, and hopefully people with morality will be taking over.
Yeah, I agree. I think a complete rearrangement, to use your word, is inevitable. Dr. Wade Hamilton, thank you so much for being here again. We appreciate it always.
All right. Thank you very much.
For healthcare you can trust, go to heroicdoctors.com and connect with the trusted and unbiased doctors of the Wellness Company. This is the future of medical care. Access to top-flight healthcare from anywhere by visiting heroicdoctors.com and the Wellness Company. You get uncensored content, virtual appointments with trusted medical professionals, doctors who aren't scared to follow protocols that keep you healthy, a real pharmacy that will fill your prescriptions, exclusive treatment packages, vaccine exemption letters, world-class supplements, healthcare products, and so much more. The last few years have proven just how broken our healthcare system is. Access to real medicine shouldn't be dictated by who you know or where you live. Break the power of Big Pharma and keep you and your family safe. Go to heroicdoctors.com and join today.
Somebody real close to me had shoulder replacement surgery a couple of years ago and has been ever since dealing with a whole lot of pain. And that's the way a lot of these surgeries work. Sometimes they're temporary knee replacements and so on and so forth. Sometimes the surgeries fail altogether. And so people deal with chronic pain for the rest of their lives and don't really know how to treat it without getting hooked on painkillers and ultimately heroin and then laying in a gutter somewhere, you know, smoking shorts of Newports on the south side of Minneapolis. That doesn't have to be your future. So I gave them Curable and it worked. It reduced the pain from absolutely incapacitating to zero. She has no more pain at all. Same thing is true for me with the shoulder pain that I dealt with, prevented me from lifting weights. I love to lift weights. I used Curable. The pain is gone. I'm now lifting just as much as I was, if not more, than when I was of college age. So please try Curable. Joint pain, muscle pain, ligament pain. But it's even more than that. Migraine headaches, allergies. If you have a child with ADHD, if you know somebody that's suffering with Parkinson's symptoms, please try Curable. K-U-R-I-B-L, Curable.com. It's the hemp that's sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned business, and I can deliver a personal testimony. It works. Several personal testimonies. Curable.com, K-U-R-I-B-L. Plus, you get 20% off site-wide when you use the promo code STU at Curable.com.
One of Dr. Zelenko's last innovations was Z-Flu, and it's finally here. This flu season could be one of the worst in decades, and pharmacies are running out of ways to fight it. Instead of relying on them, arm yourself with Z-Flu. Z-Flu uses high-quality elderberry paired with vitamin C, D, and zinc to keep your immune system at its strongest. Trust the name that kept you safe during the plandemic and protect yourself this flu season. Buy Z-Flu today at ZStackProtocol.com.
Welcome back. So vaccine shedding isn't something that you're going to hear discussed on your local or national broadcast or cable news network, but it's still very real. It's still very out there, and it's still very much a dangerous threat to your health. And now finally people are saying so. They're admitting it themselves. Dr. Luigi Warren is the CEO and president of a biotech firm called Cellular Reprogramming. Interesting. He's a major pioneer in the development of mRNA technology. He will be occupying a seat at Nuremberg too, to be judged. So he's literally admitted on Twitter that spike protein shedding after a COVID shot is real. He claims that it's minuscule and that it can't cause disease. But of course he would say that. And that's how this always goes, isn't it? First, vaccine shedding doesn't exist at all, and you're a conspiracy theorist to even mention it. Then it does happen, but it's tiny and it can't make you sick. Next, it'll be, oh, well, it can make you really, really sick, but don't worry about it because it's really, really rare. And then eventually they admit that it's really common, extremely dangerous, that it will likely kill you, but then they lie and say that they always admitted that. So rather than wait for them to tell you the truth, why not get ready now? Well, one way is with a Triad air purification system. I have one at my home. It works very well. I wear the personal one when I travel. Mike Dillon is the creator of the Triad, which you can buy or learn more about at filtersuck.com. Again, that's filtersuck.com. Mike Dillon joins us now. Sir, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Stu. It's a pleasure. Pardon the background noise. We're coming at you live from the Freedom Law School Summit, the rally here in Orlando, Florida. And I can tell you, wow, the testimonies that we've heard, and after the 2.5 days of speakers that we've heard, vaccine shedding is very real.
Yeah.
Not only is it real, but it's affecting people in the absolute worst ways.
I agree with you 100%. And what I can also say is real is the Triad Air system. Look, I don't care. You know, there was a bunch of hit pieces on this deal, you know, with me having you on to promote your product. There's nothing on this program that I have that I don't personally endorse and personally use. Nothing. Not one thing on this program do I not personally use and have found success with. One of the things that I'm most passionate about is what you do, because I don't know how it works. I don't know why it works, but I know it does work. When I forget my personal Triad Air, like the one that you're wearing right there on your neck, when I forget that and I go travel, I get miserably ill. I get very sick being around all these injected bioweapon factory people, as you refer to it, Boosterville, California, where grandma comes from, bringing all of her spike proteins on you. And we now know that if you don't shed off, if you don't fend off, if you don't fight off these spike protein bioweapon factory shutters. Peter McCullough says this spike protein stays in your brain and heart permanently. So don't know why it works. Don't care about the hit pieces. Anybody can call me a grifting conspiracy theorist. I know I'm on the right side of history, and I do not apologize for advertising your products. Put it that way. As a matter of fact, I bought them for my close family. My nephew and niece don't want them, you know, getting all ill. They carry the personal ones on their backpacks. They have the big one in their home. Show us how it works.
Absolutely, brother. You wear it like a badge of honor. And to me, that's why we love you. We will always be here for you and your viewers. So anytime you've got mold, bacteria, viruses, shedded particles that are floating around inside of the home, the large machine that does the entire house has been protecting families since 1986. We had so many people over the weekend at the Freedom Summit come up and say, hey, I saw you on Stu Peters. I saw this mentioned on his Telegram. We thought we would give it a shot. We've had neighbors, loved ones, maids that have come over, and they've brought over their vaccines, and we were suffering from headaches. We started breaking out into hives. You can't imagine the respiratory issues that were caused by just being around the vaccinated people. I love hearing from your executive producers when they say, Mike, there's nothing like seeing what the machine does when you break it down with the actual demonstration. So inside of most people's houses, they're in a sealed environment, right? You've got 2,000-3,000 square feet, multiple. Most air purifier companies on the market, they're relying specifically on using filters. Our technology is proactive. And what we're doing is we're going out and we're rendering those microscopic particles. We are rendering them inert, dropping them to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Watch how quickly this happens. Whether you're using the mini, the go, the personal shield, or the large machine, this is starting to happen inside of the home. Dust, pollen, allergens, viruses, shedded particles, heavy metals, they drop down to the ground. And all you have to do is simply mop them, vacuum, sweep them. We're removing those toxins from your breathable airspace with literally the click of a button. A lot of the guys that are out there are like, well, where do I have to install this? Do I need to permanently affix this inside of my air duct system? You literally set it on a piece of furniture.
Yep.
You plug it in, you turn it on.
It's exactly what I did.
You witnessed it.
Yeah.
I think our greatest compliments I got was actually on one of our little plugins this weekend. We're staying here at the hotel right across the street from the airport. We had a lot of people on day one. They bought the little mini and they're like, I want to put this in my room before I buy the large one. Let me just try the little small one. I had a couple people come down the first day and they're like, all right, 30 minutes, we already noticed a difference in our hotel room. They're like, it smelled like mold. We plugged this in. It's a game changer.
Yeah, not only that, but you have these housekeeping people coming into your room. They're all jabbed up. They had to be to keep their jobs. And so the people who mandated it for them ought to go to prison or worse as well. We don't even believe that prison time is enough for these people. Shedding is a real thing.
Gosh.
Unfortunately, you know, your product is required. I wish that it wasn't, you know, but thank God that it's here. Because I can personally attest this works. Again, the science behind it, I don't really understand it. As you watched what happened right there, the same thing has happened in our home. Nobody's getting sick. And you can feel that you're breathing cleaner air as well. Mike Dillon, we really appreciate that.
Last week on your network, I watched the COVID-19 series, and it was absolutely incredible. We've received so many requests for solutions for what's happening. And I think my favorite part was actually seeing the actual live demonstration where they took a piece of the bioweapon and they injected it into the live blood cells. And in real time, you could see how it was changing the red blood cells. Absolutely. Yeah. It was just alarming. So for the rest of the month, anybody that uses the coupon code STU, they buy the large machine. They can pick one of the three gifts that they want for free in the note section. We're going to do that for everybody because of the results we're getting from COVID-19. And again, we love you, Stu. I don't care what the people are calling you. They call you a grifter, tinfoil hatter. To me, you're a true American patriot. My family and I, we pray for you every night before we go to bed.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you. Love you too. And no chinks in my armor. They can't get to me. God has my back.
Come on.
Again, filterssuck.com, filterssuck.com. Use promo code STU to pick one of the three gifts. Mike Dillon, thank you so much for being here. Great guy, great product. Everybody knows the importance of sleep. That's why a lot of people use melatonin to go to sleep. A lot of times they give it to their kids. Not a good idea because the body acclimates to the amount of melatonin that you have. You become dependent on that melatonin. Then your body starts to fight it off, and pretty soon it has no effect at all whatsoever. That leads to people waking up in the middle of the night, not getting the rest that they deserve. getting up too early in the morning, tossing and turning all night, no good. Go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. Sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. The folks at Bioptimizers have brought you all kinds of products that have helped to better your life, and now they're helping with sleep. Very important scientific formula behind it. Go to sleepbreakthrough.com/Stu Peters. We'll be right back.
Are you getting sick all the time? The bioweapon boosted are breaking our immune systems. Chemtrails fill the skies. Don't fear the shedpocalypse. Destroy impurities. Protect your children with the future of air purification. Trustfiltersuck.com.
Watch how quickly our machine pulls out dust, shedding, quantum dots, mold, bacteria, viruses, anything that grandma might have brought over from Boosterville, California, we drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance.
Sleep easy with 24/7 protection. Get a unit for your home or the portable device to shield your kids at school. Use promo code STU for huge discounts. Filtersuck.com, your antidote against poison in the air.
Make sure that you get over to the brand new StuPeters.com and sign up for free for our email list. The email list is very important because that's what I use to send you very top secret Stu Crew classified information that we don't talk about here on the program, that we don't want everybody knowing about. So it's really important to get that super top secret classified information exclusive for Stu Crew people that you are at StuPeters.com and sign up for that email list. Okay? Trust me. Very important. We're out of time for today. Until tomorrow, same time, same place. God bless you.